Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Tuesday the 5th of November. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Tuesday's podcast in Vision Week at STC. Our vision for 2020 is join us for the better life. And every day this week, our Bible reflections will consider key foundations of this better life that Jesus brings. Yesterday, an introduction to the better life. Today, how we use our time each day so we can live out this better life. I think it's so relevant for all of us in our busy, time-demanding, energy-sapping modern world. Normally in our podcast, the Bible reading comes at the end of the reflection with perhaps a key verse or two in the reflection. But this week, the Bible reading will be in the reflection, so just look out for it. Here's a reflection for today. I think we'd all agree that time is precious and energy is finite. We only have so much of each available each day. And so the key is how we use our time and energy. Jesus was a very busy man. He came to save the world, which sounds like the ultimate demanding job to me. However, Jesus had the same 24 hours each day that are available to you and me. And when you actually study his life in the Gospels, you see how well he used his time. His life was in balance. His life was in three heaven-inspired dimensions. And I suppose it's part of what drew me more into the Christian faith to see that there was a better way to live life as I looked at Jesus. STC family will know the up-in-out triangle. It's who we are. It's based on the life of Jesus as we see it in the Gospels. Reminder, if you need it, Jesus spent time up with God his Father, in time with his disciples, his community of friends, and out time serving others in the world, healing the sick and teaching about his new kingdom of forgiveness and love. Jesus was the original model of meet friends, meet God, live life better. Our Bible reading today is John 15, verses 1 to 4. It's from the Message version. And I think these are amazing words of Jesus about how we live our lives and actually how we use our time. Here they are, verses 1 to 4 of the Message. I am the real vine and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape bearing he prunes back, so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus says here that our lives will contain times of fruitfulness and times of pruning, times of being productive and times of being prepared to be productive, times to work and a time to rest from our work. You see, the quantity of time available to us each day is fixed, 24 hours. But the quality of our time, how we use it, is down to each one of us. And with this in mind, here are three simple truths to reflect upon on how we use our time. First of all, there's what I would call God time. And the question here is, how is my up-in-out life balance at the moment? What does my triangle look like? Sometimes good to write that down on a piece of paper or a napkin. Is it squashed? Is it leaning to one side? Where do I need to bring it more into balance? It's a good little exercise to do this. How's my God time? Secondly, family and friends time. We all need to make sure we commit quality time to those we love, our family and our friends. So if you're married, make sure you spend quality time together as a couple. If you have children, don't let story time be squeezed out at bedtime. And the friends that you have, make sure it doesn't drift. Keep connection with them and meet up with them. You see, tasks always come to an end. Showing love to others is continuous. It is a godly thing. So that's family and friends time. And then finally, work and rest time. So how is my work and rest rhythm? What about work? As I've said, there will be tasks that always need doing, tasks that need doing today. There's work and uni and school and children and family, and the list goes on. And I think it's good to pray that Jesus would give us strength, his strength and grace, to do the work well he set for us today, to honour him in all we do and be a blessing to those around us. That's our work. But what about our rest? When do I have time away from my work, whatever my work might be, to take Sabbath rest? Sabbath used to be a Sunday in our society, but that's no more. Sundays are just another day for work and visiting and other regular things. However, we still need rest. Am I committing enough time to rest as well as work? How can I be less busy? Do I need more sleep, exercise, healthier diet? These are practical things. So we have God time, family and friends time, and work and rest time. I still personally have to work at this in my life to make sure there is a godly balance, as over the years I could easily have had a tendency to work more than rest. You see, no one clocks you in and out as a vicar. Trust me, the work seemingly never stops. And Trish and I have worked hard over the years in the ministry Jesus has called us to, but we have also worked hard and tried to work hard. We've not always succeeded, but at establishing this godly balance in our own lives and in our marriage as a couple and with our children, our family. Getting this balance right is not always easy, but it is possible because Jesus will show us how to make it possible. Then, small step by small step, we put his new life rhythms into practice and begin to enjoy a more fruitful life, the better life he has planned for us. And you know, it's well worth the effort. So here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, show me today how to use my time and energy well, that I would honour you in all I do and be a blessing to others this day. Amen.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.